Hello, it's the 16th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Vulnerable and elderly adults were found to be in unsafe care environments over 2,300 times in Bedford, according to recent NHS digital figures. Charity Director for Age Concern Caroline Abraham stated, "Any abuse of older people is intolerable, whether it through neglect, financial manipulation or physical or mental cruelty." Ms. Abrams blames staff shortages for some of the mistreatment issues. Almost 50% of safeguarding risks occur within the person's own home. Councils implemented a Section 42 inquiry if they believe that an individual is either at risk or experience abuse. Bedford Borough completed 190 investigations for the current year. Beginning next week, Bedford Borough Council will be postponing all refuse collections by one day. The change is due to Monday's bank holiday in honour of Queen Elizabeth II's funeral. The Enough is Enough movement will be holding a rally in Luton on the 22nd of September at St Mary's Church. The main speaker will be Eddie Dempsey, the Assistant General Secretary of the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers. The group, now boasting support from 500,000 individuals across the country, is petitioning the government for tax increases to those most able to afford it, lower energy bills, affordable food and housing, and a living wage. The recent series of Channel 4's Great British Bake Off revealed that Bedfordshire's contestant Dawn was previously a project manager for the former PM Boris Johnson. The reaction on Twitter was less than stellar. That's all for this week. However, I will be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.